Well, here's a little something for you. TrumpMarch.com. TrumpMarch.com. Amy Kramer is running that. She's having difficulty getting the word out. She needs people to show up at her caravan stops to stop the fraud, they say. This comes to me from Deb, by the way. Amy and her group are heading back to Georgia for an unscheduled stop Thursday and Friday. She needs well-known speakers and patriots to support her in person. Find out more at TrumpMarch.com. TrumpMarch.com. There you go. All right, so if you are not sure what you're going to hear, in Michigan today, I want you to hear some of it that took place in Arizona yesterday. Hearings held in front of members of the Arizona House and Senate. Testimony taken on potential voter fraud. Bite four. Let's start there. Bite four. Here's part of what was said yesterday. Go.
Is very. And I'm very confident that we get very close to that number when we take the residency issues and then apply it to the other counties for which we weren't able to obtain data. Good the point. Second level of confidence is where you take a number of projection. We go back out to low activity analysis and NCO analysis, which I don't know if I could get in the weeds, but these are basically people telling us that they had votes, that they didn't cast votes that were cast in their name. If you're comfortable projecting these numbers to the population that we were trying to reach via phone that we just couldn't, I think then you reach another level of certainty that you're able to bridge that gap. So I think that I have a high degree of confidence that the number of ballots that were cast that should not have been cast, illegal ballots, surpasses the margin of victory as it stands right now.
The number of illegal ballots surpasses the margin of victory or lead, you should say, for Joe Biden. Retired Army Colonel Phil Waldron was there. I guess he's another one of those unverified, unsubstantiated individuals. He's a cybersecurity expert. Army Colonel Phil Waldron, retired. Listen, as he testifies that American voting machines and servers were indeed hooked to the internet, even though people keep saying that was never hooked to the internet. Of course they were. Bite two, go.
When we're talking about, it was Mr. Krebs? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. He stated the most secure election in history. He stated we're not connected to the internet. He stated no votes leave this country. This is all things he's stated publicly.
So it's all on the CISA website, correct?
Right. So are you willing to say under oath that you have seen the connection to the internet? You have seen it go offshore to Germany, Frankfurt. Are these things that you have personally seen and can say that is not true?
Our white hat hackers, yes, they have that traffic in the packets.
So why would he make that kind of comment, do you think?
Either not knowing, believing the myth, or not wanting the truth to be known.
Thank you.
Senator Morelli?
Not wanting the truth to be known. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to hear in Michigan today, except that the math doesn't work. It doesn't work. All over the country, the math doesn't add up. 349 less counties. 349 less counties for Joe Biden than Barack Obama. And they would have you believe that he somehow got 10 million more votes? No, sir. Didn't happen. Didn't happen that way, and you know it. So I'm sick and tired of hearing and seeing President Trump's unsubstantiated allegation of voter fraud. I mean, it's everywhere. What about Nashawn Garrett? He was a guy that lived in Arizona, moved to Tennessee, and didn't vote in the 2020 election, but somehow somebody voted for him. Somebody voted for him in his name, that is. And Matt Brainerd of the Voter Integrity Project wants to know why. It's bite number one. Bite one, go. Bite one. Number one.
Who cast Nashawn Garrett's ballot? How did that happen? Was it clerical error, maybe? Or signature verified? It wasn't just a cast. It was signature verified. Something went wrong here. And I don't have the power to find that out. I can just present it to you guys and to others who have similar authority. But I'd really like to know the answer to that question. I don't think I'm alone.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Meanwhile, in breaking news, Sidney Powell last night, who filed a lawsuit 75 pages deep in Michigan on Wednesday of last week, on Lou Dobbs yesterday, said that the Fulton County, Georgia server, the one that allegedly crashed, with 12 to 15% of the vote yet uncounted, it's missing. It's not there. I don't know what to tell you, but it's not there, she claims. I'm looking into it, and I'll let you know what I know when we know. Patriot Foods, by the way, is a U.S.-only produce brand focused on helping American farmers deliver the best fruits and vegetables in the world. Fresh and frozen produce from American farmers, a Michigan company, sent to your doorstep. No charge anywhere in America. And by the way, every time you buy something from PatriotFoods.com, you're helping an American military family in need. So PatriotFoods.com, helping America every day. American produce for American consumers, helping out American families, military families. It doesn't get any better than that. PatriotFoods.com, support the local guy, PatriotFoods.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're in the No Panic Zone of the Steve Rivers Show.